Welcome to Book Spectrum. I'm Chris Cordani, your host. On Book Spectrum, as you know, we like to bring you new authors and seasoned writers from various occupations and walks of life across the spectrum. There aren't too many dystopian adventure comedy thrillers around, let alone by a new writer, so I naturally was intrigued by Phil Granchi's first book, Mart of Darkness. It's about a rather unremarkable man who needs to do something remarkable, but within this setting, in an over-materialistic world, and going against a megastore CEO, some purple creatures, zombies, and other stuff, as the CEO wants to take over the world. It's filled with weirdness, satire, homages to classic movies, and plenty of rather wacky settings and deaths. A good combo for a good book. Phil Granchi, welcome to Book Spectrum.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mart of Darkness is your first book. In real life, you're a doctor based in reality almost every hour of the day. What inspired you to write your first fiction story?
I've always wanted to write fiction. When I was in fifth grade, I wrote a short story about an alien invasion of my grade school. And that actually got published in the County Board of Education newsletter, so I had good feedback early on. But as you can imagine, there wasn't much celebrity or much in the way of royalties when that came out. So I started very early on to focus on a larger and broader skill set.
As you're a doctor, do any of your patients call you Dr. Phil?
Every day. I hear that every. In fact, I actually wear my name badge a lot of times so they can see it. And often it breaks the ice because they see Phil Granchi and they go, oh, Dr. Phil. And it gives them something to laugh about. And I always think it's funny, too. Absolutely.
The only thing is you have to talk like this. What are you doing in the office when you should be out there doing some exercise?
Yeah, I don't play that up too much, but I actually do. Even as a radiologist, I let them know they need to exercise in subtle ways because that's better for all of us. But that's another story. That's another podcast.
Phil Granchi is with me. He's the author of Mart of Darkness, a book that combines insights from several disciplines like physics, psychology, marketing, and pop culture knowledge, all to tell this satiric adventure story. How did you research and keep these bits of information in your head while you were busy as a medical professional? Keeping in mind, you have to know all that stuff too.
Sure. Well, it would be a massive stretch of the most potent of imagination to say that I did any formal research in writing this book. It's mostly a late night caffeine fueled mashup of just a lot of interesting things that I learned in college and graduate school in my medical career. I mean, quantum physics, neurophysiology, and I studied Shakespeare in college. Then there was a bunch of bizarre jobs that I found myself doing along the way that gave me boots on the ground, you know, hard knock experience. Trust me, there was awesome existential wisdom and knowledge that one can learn from delivering pizzas, and I had that.
That's true. I used to work at convenience stores, fast food restaurants. You do learn a lot from those jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so all this experience and factual knowledge is the subject of, it was even processed even further thanks to my wife. She's a psychotherapist. I'll say something like, I don't like the tofu. And she'll say, do you think there might be something deeper in your feelings about the tofu? And so we process and we think about a lot of things in unusual ways. And that helps.
That stuff's just terrible. I mean, there's nothing deeper about tofu. It's awful.
Well, my wife would disagree.
This story, though, is a combination of some fun and pretty weird stuff, Phil. We're talking about the zombies, those purple people eaters. Yes, I got that wrong, but I like to say purple people eaters. And a crazy CEO that makes Lex Luthor look like a rather chill dude. Were you one of those kids in elementary school who turned in those weird artwork or crazy stories which forced your teachers to keep an extra eye on you? And the principal was saying, you gotta watch this kid a little bit more closely. I mean, I know the feeling.
I mean, that was definitely true. Of course. I mean, there was a time in high school, and you know, I can't reveal names, of course, and this could never happen now. But the high school principal, you know, grabbed me by the collar and held me up against the wall and said, "I'm watching you." But the problem was because I was into science and I studied hard, I got good grades. So, you know, they kept me on a short leash, but they couldn't do anything too dramatic. But I was definitely one of those guys.
They probably thought you were the kid that would blow up the chemistry lab.
I didn't think about it.
So. Chris Cordani.
Only in a theoretical way, of course, and only in a theoretical way, right.
Phil, the main character is a rather unremarkable screenwriter with little writing talent who switches menial jobs rather often. That leads to a rather interesting hero's journey for this guy.
Yeah, so there's something in my mind about, so there's the hero journey, of course, which we all talk about, but I like to extrapolate to the absurd extremes for humor, And I thought, how much more interesting and funny is a hero's journey for a guy who has no skills whatsoever to complete that task? So it's not like he has hidden superpowers. He doesn't have any powers whatsoever. And our guy is a temp. He's an office temp who, you know, would be, you know, maybe the kind of guy that can make copies and do that kind of thing and do some, you know, light graphic work on, you know, Microsoft Office. But he doesn't really have much in the way of, you know, expansive powers. And so here he is suddenly asked to do this thing with these special forces inside Allmark. And I think it makes room for comedy and drama at the same time.
And the good thing, Phil, is anybody reading this, maybe they're jumping from job to job, or they feel they have no skills or any marketable talents. They can read this book. While enjoying it, they can also say, well, wait a minute here. I can reach within myself and find some greatness too, just like your main character.
Well, absolutely. I mean, one of the great lessons of the hero's journey is that they are people just as ourselves. And there is elements within all of us of, even if you think you don't have like the technical knowledge or, you know, even like, you know, the emotional strength or, you know, the education, you know, as human beings, we have incredible potential within all of us. And that's just not self-help. That's reality. Humans are amazing creatures. And, you know, every one of us, given the right circumstances and inspiration and people who believe in us, we can do amazing things. I really do believe that.
The whole over-materialistic world you describe in Mart of Darkness may be highly exaggerated, but this nation and a bunch of others in the West are pretty materialistic. While there's good and bad with wanting to show your success, there's quite a bit of excess here, which you reflect quite well in the universe you created.
Yeah, so I worked at, one of the temp jobs I worked at was for a direct marketing agency, and you're not allowed to call it junk mail in the industry. It's direct marketing. You sort of get sneered at. But these were, you know, creative, intelligent people who were, you know, for whatever reason, you know, they were there, and there was an element of their work that was always talking about buying power, as if this mystical quality that you could obtain with a credit card that gave you ability to buy anything. And it was really then I started to think about like this extrapolation. How far could this go? If we reached a point where everyone on the planet could buy anything they want, anytime that they want, what would that look like? And to me, it was kind of frightening, but also, you know, potentially greatly humorous. And that's what I wanted to explore in this book. Where could it end? Where would we go?
Phil Granchi, Mart of Darkness has a definite dystopian sci-fi element with loads of adventure and comedy and whimsy, if you will. What other works inspired you to write this?
That's really simple. If anyone is familiar with the works of Douglas Adams and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I just remember laughing out loud reading his work and just being so impressed with the fact that there was a science fiction story that was drop dead hilarious funny. And so there's that influence. But I also read a fair bit of Philip K. Dick. And of course, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he wrote the stories that were behind Blade Runner and a lot of other stories that got made into movies. And I was just really interested in how he could extrapolate and distort reality and consciousness and tell these very strange things with what reality could be in a novel. And I thought, well, that's very interesting, and maybe I could do that in a funny way. And I've tried to do that.
Not only that, Phil, you have zombies. This is a bigger roller coaster than Edmund, A Butler's Tale by Gertrude Perkins.
Well, so of course, I mean, every good tale has, you know, creatures that are sort of not dead and not quite living either. And so I thought, of course, inside this store, that there's these creatures that have lived inside. They gave up their personal lives and simply decided to move into store because that's where they found haven and they could live the life that they wanted to live to the degree that it is a life. And of course, those are a force now inside the store that are threatening people who are true humans. And of course, they play a real big, important role in the unfolding of the story.
I do suppose you were a big fan of Heart of Darkness.
Absolutely. It's a story that is so deeply compelling, where the, you know, the character Marlowe goes into the deep jungle to find, you know, through this dense, you know, forest of crossing these rivers with, you know, disease and heat, pestilence, etc., to find this guy who's completely gone mad, and there's madness along the way, and the whole thing sort of unfolds. I mean, that's deep drama. But I also felt that, like, if we could do this same story inside a giant big box store, I thought there was room for great humor in there. The same story told with a comedic lens. That's what I tried to do as well.
Phil Granchi is with me. He is the author of the book Mart of Darkness. It's funny. It's dystopian. It's way out there. It's adventure. It's a lot of things. I should note, although this is your first book, I did mention the comedy, and you have experience in comedy.
I did. One of the things that I wanted to do, because my first degree was in geology, which I don't know how much you know about geology, but the job market for geologists is continuously follows a cycle of oil industry. So when I graduated the geology degree, oil was 59 cents a barrel or something ridiculous like that, and there was no job. So I had all the science knowledge, so I ended up working for a restaurant for a little while, a Greek restaurant, you know, lighting up Saganaki, which was fun. But I finally got a job working for an oil company, and that didn't work out. But anyway, while I was living in Dallas, working as a geologist, I took improv comedy classes. And then I had the notion that I would do something fun with science, my science background. And so I created a completely improvised university lecture called Modern Problems in Science that I toured around the world. And that went pretty well and made me think that I could make a living as a comedian, and that didn't go so well, so here we are.
Well, the good thing about knowing comedy and being involved in that and doing the improv is when you have to deliver bad news to any of your patients, you can always add a bit of humor to it.
I do try. I always try to keep things light because people are nervous as it is anyway, and people don't understand a lot of what's going on, and I try to give them the best possible information in the lightest possible way, and that seems to work pretty well for all of us.
And when I'm getting a shot, I'd rather be distracted. That's what I can tell you.
Fair enough.
Phil, you base this dystopian world you created for Mart of Darkness on hypermaterialism. What message about the real world as it stands do you want to give the reader through this alternate universe?
Well, really this. I want all of us to ask, how far can this go? How much do we need? You know, so many products that are released on the market are things that have already been around for decades and decades and decades, and they're just adding new like bells and whistles and, you know, a new digital, you know, readout for the same thing that it's already done. You know, how much of this do we need? And at the end of the day, what makes us happy? You know, what gives us contentment? What makes us feel loved? That's what I really want people to think about. And definitely, you know, buying things, I think there's an end point. I don't think that the endless cycle of economic growth can continue. And I think we do need to ask ourselves where that's going to take us.
What do you hope the reader, Phil, will experience as they read Mart of Darkness, aside from what we just talked about?
Well, mostly I want people to laugh. That is so important in our world right now. And you know, these are tough years for all of us, you know, all over this planet. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Whatever laughter people that can obtain from this, I want them to laugh and put down the book and go, that feels good. And then if there's a message, and if people, you know, there's a secondary thought of do people change their lives or maybe look at someone else a little bit differently, that's a bonus. But the big thing is the laughter.
The good thing is you give this warning about the over-materialistic society and where can we go with a good healthy serving of comedy and absurdity. Perhaps we need that amid the reality we're living in now, which is, again, this is a book show. We can write 20 books about that, too.
Yeah. The thing for me is I would like all of us, if we all can laugh, then I think of it as like laughter and satire in particular is like a pinata. You know, you take this thing that looks like it's like an animal and we can fear it, but you hit it with a stick and it blows up and candy flies out and people laugh. I think, and that's a definite release that we could all use. And some people won't laugh at the comedy and the satire. Many will. When we laugh, I think we can all sit around our holiday tables a little bit more comfortably and with a little bit more love and affection for all those around us. And that's a good thing.
Phil Granchi is with me. He's the author of Mart of Darkness. I understand there's a little homage to Apocalypse Now within the book, too.
Absolutely. I don't think that I could have written this without loving Apocalypse Now as a film and having watched it many, many times. And so many of the actors that were in the film, you know, ended up doing completely different things in their career. Lawrence Fishburne is in that movie, by the way, which a lot of people don't know. He was very young and Anyway, there's just so much that came out of it, richly artistic. But I was in a similar way as Heart of Darkness. I thought that we could have some fun with it, and we could have some fun with the homage, and we could have some fun with, you know, the characterizations in that and the conventions of that film. It's all part of the broader satire thing, just to use what you can in fun ways, and hopefully people will laugh.
Phil, this is your first book, but I understand that this is going over so well so far that you're going to be working on some more.
Yes, I originally thought that Mart of Darkness was going to be a one-off, and I hadn't intended to write any sequels, but I have realized in the last just couple months that there's so many questions that need to be answered. That I think I need to write a second and a third version. There's some nuns involved. There's more zombies. We're going to go to some strange places, and it's going to be a lot of fun as far as I can tell so far.
As you know, watching movies for years and reading books for years, there's always room for a sequel somewhere along the line. Sometimes there's room for 9 sequels.
I think 2 will be enough for Mart of Darkness, but there definitely is an Allmart universe. And of course, a lot of writers realize that they've got a universe that they've got a floor. So there's characters that have been in Mart of Darkness that will have their spin-off, their sort of like own origin stories. I want to explore that too. I think there's room for a lot of fun in those things.
In Mart of Darkness, Phil created quite an interesting conglomerate business with Allmart. Also put together a universe of over-materialism and some wacky characters along the way, not the least of which was the hero of the book. Keep an eye out for Phil Granchi's next many books, because maybe we won't have sequels or too many sequels. You will be reading about this world, and that's a lot of fun. Sometimes, whether it be a book series or a television series or even a movie franchise, I always watch and I always become interested in the world building.
This world was fun to build because I realized, I'm sure that everyone has walked into a big box store and looked up at the ceiling and go, where does this go? I took that to the extreme. I took the size of the pickle jars that you can get at Costco and Walmart to the extreme. I took the electronics section to the extreme. I took the video bins to the extreme and came up with the video ocean. And these are things that I thought were only a matter of time before someone actually tried to do these, and I wanted to be the first in literature.
Well, you have, and it's going to be a quite the ride for anybody who has not picked up the book yet, but will listen to this program and will get this. You can find the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you get your books digitally, or, yes, a real bookstore. They still exist. You got to go. Phil Granchi, thank you for being here on Book Spectrum.
Chris, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Where can people find more out about you and what you do?
I would start at allmartstores.com, and philgranchi.com are good places.
Check out allmartstores.com. It's it's part of the world and sort of a companion to the book Mart of Darkness. I'm Chris Cordani. Thank you again for listening to Book Spectrum.